Like in the comic book, like it was him.
But no, in the Phantom, I wanted to stab him in the Phantom Menace.
Okay, but I mean in the comic, like he was a kid.
But he started.
Oh, I wasn't let it go. But all right, all right. Welcome back to the PCU Podcast. I'm your host Justin, as always. Well, not always.
Yeah, bitch, I was the host last time. It's your boy James.
It's Mikey. Hi.
I am Oscar Escobar.
Jesus.
Keep it going.
So, about last week,
shout out Yoshi Johnson for being on.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, Yoshi Johnson.
Yoshi Johnson.
Hey, it's been a week since I've done this. Thanks, Yoshi Johnson, for filling in for me and Mike.
Thank you.
You were a lovely guest.
You were a lovely guest.
You are a very handsome fellow.
You are a very tall, handsome fellow.
Yeah.
Is he single?
He might be.
All right. Girls, cool. Shout
with
out.
A very, very nice hairline.
He has a big old.
Oh my god!
You're so. Oh my god.
Alright.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah,
I know the story.
He's cool.
He's cool.
His hairline.
I want to put this down on record. I have been here. I'm the only person that's been here for every single podcast.
You have been here for every single podcast.
Oh, yeah. I have been here for every single
one. The funny thing
one.
Is that we do this podcast at my house, and I wasn't even the last one.
Yep. It's me, bitches. That's a dog.
Wow, imagine you can't even go to your own podcast.
I don't remember why I was gone.
Wow.
Why were you? Oh, you had a birthday party to go to.
Yeah, that's you missed right. The Disney one.
You did miss the Disney one.
Oh, was it Disney themed?
Me? It was the Disney List one. I almost walked out.
I still
want
to yell at you.
About?
We said animated. Why the fuck would you bring one that's like you brought movies?
He brought three that were live action.
That were live action. That's the fucking word.
Why?
And the worst, animated.
The worst part was that his number one was a live action movie,
and it wasn't even good.
Parent Trap was a really good animated movie.
I want to punch you in the face.
I'll slice your throat.
All right. So honestly,
I get drama.
A little Disney update for those actually. I'll do a Disney update real quick. I got a Woody Boot. Life's fucking
you did?
I got a Woody Boot. Life's
you texted us in the group chat, and you were very excited for that.
I have it. It was up in my room right next to my Deathstroke pop.
We still haven't gone to Disneyland.
We still haven't gone to Disneyland. I want the Infinity Gauntlet Zipper Cup that is Disneyland.
We were playing Fortnite when you texted me. You fucking... I think you died. Or like and you were like, Oscar, check your Snapchat. And I was like, I'm in the game. You're like, check your Snapchat. And I'm like,
no, right. I remember that. It's because my sister was like... My sister came home and brought it as a surprise. And she called me from it. That's why I couldn't, like, lie with you guys. And I was like, I'll be right back. I thought it was something serious. I was like, fuck, someone's going to the hospital. I need to, like, have my ass over there. She's like, here
one
go.
Of your five sisters.
And she was like, I only live with two. But, yeah, she's like, here you go. And I was like, just the fucking Woody Boot that I've been wanting for fucking forever, ever since they announced Pixar Fest. But for those that actually keep up with Disneyland updates, Dumbo is now reopened. The queue line is fucking gorgeous. The queue line on that is gorgeous.
I still haven't gone. It's been 2 months since I've gone.
It sucks to fucking suck.
I know.
It's another good Disney update. Star Wars 9 is looking nice.
And Credit Coaster is still coming up soon.
And Credit Coaster is looking complete.
Is it?
And looking almost done.
Okay. They'll probably...
It's coming up the 23rd of June. Be there.
They'll be into it sooner if they're ready.
No, because the rest of Pixar period doesn't look that.
Well.
That done. But it's getting closer to completion.
Oh, I gotta take a shit.
Bugs Land will be gone soon.
Disney is still spelled with a D.
Disney is still spelled with a D.
And a Y at the end.
Mm-hmm.
No, they changed it. It's an I.
But
is it an S or a C in the middle?
There's an S.
Look here, Parent Trap. I don't have time for your bullshit. But anyway.
No, it's a CH.
Disney. Wish popping, gosh.
CH is chuff.
Alright, so we haven't even discussed the topic, and we're like, almost 5 minutes in.
I'll stab you.
Cool.
Anyway,
yeah, Mike? Dildo. You wanna shut the fuck up?
What's the fucking topics?
Alright, so this week we're gonna be focusing on Cartoon Network remakes, and what we think should be remade, and remakes that are really bad, and then we're also gonna focus on our favorite Marvel phases.
So, the MCU strike back once more.
Yep.
Back on the MCU. But first, we'll talk about the Cartoon Network remix and which ones you think are bad, which ones we'd like to see.
So, this topic has been coming up a lot recently between us. Cartoon Network just has a habit of making really bad remakes.
Yeah.
To a lot of people.
Like childhood shows.
Yeah, to a lot of shows that everyone loves.
They're, I want to say they're the DC of,
oh my god.
Are you saying that because they remade a really shitty Teen Titans?
Okay, let's not say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing.
I think it's just the artist.
Disney has Marvels. No. Cartoon Network, I don't know, the big, is it Warner Bros?
Warner Brothers is DC.
Has DC. So that's the first thing that we should say. Let's go down a list of a couple remakes they've done. Scooby-Doo's been probably the one that's been done the most.
Yeah, probably.
Couple good ones, couple bad ones.
Like, the live-action Scooby-Doo movies are horrendous.
I like it.
The most recent one that I remember that they've done, besides the movies, is show-wise Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine, which is, I believe that's what it's called. It's the most recent one.
How's that? I didn't get around to
watching it. I watched a couple episodes of it. It's not horrible. It's just not how I see Scooby-Doo. The animation's weird. They look like paper. And yeah.
What?
They look like paper.
That is a little weird. It's another, Ben 10, but we're not sure if it's, like, remakes or just they're changing animation styles.
I think it's remakes, but, like, I think it's both. I think it's remakes with different animations.
It just comes out weird. And me personally, I did love Ben 10 growing up. I don't remember much about it, but I did have the little fucking watch.
Oh my god!
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I had that
about.
Fucking thing and made the sounds and everything. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I was not really into Ben 10, but I did watch a couple episodes. My brother was into it. There's a point when I was in like first or second grade, before school, I had enough time to watch some Cartoon Network. I think that was one of the shows. So,
but you know what's one remake that I really, really enjoyed? It was a Looney Tunes sitcom, like spin to it. You guys remember that?
No.
No, but that's another one that they've done.
They've done like baby Looney Tunes. They made spinoffs of the Looney Tunes.
The most recent one was the Looney Tunes
show.
What it's called.
The Looney Tunes show. And that's the sitcom one I'm talking about.
That one.
I fucking hated it.
I loved it.
There's a couple episodes I like.
I didn't think it was good.
But I think the comedy in it is cheesy.
I love cheesy shit.
I do too, but even that's kind of
cheesy. It's like, you like cheesy shit to a certain extent.
Me?
Cheesy shit, is what I'm saying.
There are some episodes where I could tell you that it's just like, but I feel like that is in every show. But I liked it. I really, really liked it.
We're going to get into the two main ones that you just shouldn't have fucked with. First one being Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah. No,
you should not mess with that.
Bad. Like, I was kind of hyped when it came back, and I was like, maybe this will be good. And then I was like, two episodes in, and I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
I feel like that was like, where it would either be a rise into it, or a continued,
steady
decline.
No, it was like, we're getting nostalgic. Finally, everyone's remembering the Powerpuff Girls. All right, we're gonna remake it.
Okay.
And then it's like, oh, hype, two episodes in.
Did it drop
like it was Drop of Doom at Six Flags Magic Mountain. No sponsor, but if you want to, we won't shit on DC anymore.
We're not gonna get a sponsor.
Did you see the thing I showed you in the group chat?
What?
About how the reboot anime? What was it? Let me see.
The rebooting what?
When they rebooted Powerpuff Girls.
What about
the creator of the reboot?
What do you say?
How he put himself in some of the episodes to make like a really creepy relationship.
Oh, that's
so weird.
Gross. Yeah,
I thought that was fake.
No,
can we look at the animation first of all? Yeah, that doesn't look right.
That's yeah, we weird. Have the Powerpuff. Like we have.
This can't be real.
I don't think it is.
I hope it's not. But
I hope it's
right there.
I don't think it's real.
I mean,
that could.
The guy has glasses. He has a goofy hair.
We don't have. It's kind of like it's weird how we're talking about this, but they don't really have the picture. But if you're looking at it, basically, it's, I guess the creator of the new reboot, or the guy who's doing the new reboot, and it's, he, like, I guess animates himself into the thing, and looks like, I believe that's Possum.
Which, how narcissistic do you have to be to put yourself in your own animation?
All right. Stanley does it. With all the fucking MCU movies. And all the Marvel movies.
And shows.
If I had a show, I would definitely put myself in.
Oh, don't forget video games.
Yeah.
As a narrator.
He's fucking in Big Hero 6.
He was?
Fine, fuck.
Yeah.
Would you not? Really?
What?
Put yourself in the... You know,
for a little cameo.
If I created it, no. Why? I personally wouldn't.
Why?
Because
I might do this
time. Me having my own show is enough for me.
Have you seen, what was that movie? Bad, something bad, super bad.
Fucking.
What? What?
You know the cop?
No. What?
It's alright.
It's not alright. That movie is good. It's
stupid.
It's stupid, but it's good.
It's a stupid funny movie. It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Alright, continue.
Alright. Seth Rogen made that show. I mean, the movie when he was like 13.
Seth Rogen also made a...
Wait. Not only... Okay, let me finish. And the main... One of the main guys in that movie happened to be Seth.
Well, Seth, he wasn't really
Seth is an actor. Keep that in mind, too.
No, but his name in the movie was Seth.
Okay. Who was... That was Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they look alike.
And he still was the cop in the movie.
Seth Rogen.
So it was a kind of a double Easter egg, kind of.
Seth Rogen also made a... Fuck, what's that?
Neighbors?
No, Sausage
Party. Sausage Party, yeah. And he was also the...
That movie was awful.
You take that shit back. That movie not gonna was take it fucking back. Good.
No, okay. I understand what you mean by it. I think it was a little too much.
No, it was just bad.
I didn't enjoy
it. Like, the story?
I didn't at all.
The story?
I didn't enjoy the story, and I didn't enjoy the jokes.
The jokes were funny to me, honestly. The
jokes were really funny to me.
There was, like, one or two that were funny to me.
It's one of those movies that got a chuckle out of me, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's like, okay.
Hold up.
It was like Stone-faced. And then, like, that's funny. And then that's it.
I'm not gonna pull back.
I think for people who, like, do shrooms and shit, that would be completely funny.
No, that's their movie.
No.
That's their movie.
No. I disagree. I like this.
Back on the Cartoon Network thing, and like Justin said, there's another one they touched that we kind of already expressed our feelings on.
That they should not have fucked with.
Which was Teen Titans.
I feel like if they were to fuck with it, I felt like they should have upped the animation and upped the writing. Not kind of like downgraded.
They made them look like they're children.
They made it a kid show.
Yeah.
I mean, which the first Teen Titan was, but also like... it was really. Like an. It was like an.
It was more.
It was like an older, show. Like 12 to 15 year old show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a legitimate kid show.
Yeah. Original Teen Titans is fucking amazing.
I loved it.
You take a hiatus for a little while, and you come out with Teen Titans Go.
And like it's like you bring back this audience of like, oh, Teen Titans coming back, and then it's like, what the fuck is this?
And you just see, like, bobblehead kids
but
running around.
They are trying to right or wrong, and season 6 did get announced for Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, Teen Titans. There's going to be another Teen Titans season.
The guy
who plays... Actual Teen Titans.
Yeah.
So they're trying to right or wrong,
wow,
I guess.
Wow, okay.
After getting Teen Titans Go, the movies, and the really shitty Teen Titans Go thing.
They'll need to, like, raise money for it, then.
That, honestly, that's not a bad theory.
Hold up. Who's writing it?
I don't know.
Because whoever is writing and directing it, because if it's the same writers and directors, I don't know.
I will say this, though, like, so I've watched Teen Titans Go. It's not the worst thing I've seen.
What would you call it? A stone-faced chuckle or something?
Yeah.
That's what it gets out of me, too.
Because
like, you're just stone-faced. And
people
like,
just...
Ha!
Yeah.
What happened?
No, I had to, like, mute my phone completely because people won't stop. No. Yeah, messaging me and shit.
Mike getting the bitches.
It's my mom.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus.
My bad, B.
What's wrong
my bad,
B.
Are you serious?
She's a lovely lady.
Like, is he really gonna be treating... Like, even backstage, he always keeps treating... I'm fucking out of here. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Alright, bye, Frank Chop.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm staying here just so you know. Just kidding.
I think I said in the podcast that the Teen Titans Go to the movies has made me want to watch Teen Titans Go.
Do you regret life?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, fuck. Well, you didn't keep to your fucking thing, then.
So.
It's just probably something that...
You ever seen that, like, the show?
I've seen it, and I stopped watching it, because I was like, it's not that good.
I don't...
The trailer made me want to watch it again, and I haven't watched it. So I lied to myself.
There is a rumor... Not a rumor. They're in the works of making Thundercats, like, reanimating it, or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
which,
I
don't think...
I hope that's fake.
It's not fake.
I've never watched Thundercats.
By their track,
I kind of
really?
Like...
Sorry. I've never seen Thundercats in my life.
I don't think they should remake it. I feel like
I don't have that much of a say,
well,
but I know it's very iconic to some people.
I kind of like the other... what was it? Reboot?
Yeah.
It was kind of nice. Like, I forgot where they stopped it.
It was kind of like a reanimation of it, and like a little bit different.
It had like a little nostalgia kind of feel to it.
What did you count?
I liked it.
Samurai Jack.
No, because it just keeps going with the seasons. Cartoon Network.
Oh wait,
yeah,
it is. But no, they're continuing it. They're continuing.
Oh, so it's not okay.
Yeah.
I was like, would it count? I was just wondering
if it was. So continuing. Wait, well, now it's in the debate whether what's a reboot and what's a continuation of it.
A reboot is a completely different show with the same thing.
Okay.
And a continuation.
Continuation is kind of like what they did with Samurai
Jack. Yeah, so Prince. Samurai Jack, the same name, same title, same character, same everything.
They did really, really good with Samurai Jack.
I haven't seen.
That's not answering my question, but okay.
I still need to watch.
It's pretty much like
everything of Samurai Jack, but I hear very, very good reviews from it.
So do I. I hear stellar reviews on Samurai Jack.
The Teen Titans. We're also getting live action.
Yeah, we discussed that one.
We discussed that.
That's not Cartoon Network.
Yeah, that's a web series.
Yeah.
So
I'll give it that. So
it's not really Cartoon Network. Sure, I mean, anything. They might get in trouble with Cartoon Network if they don't have the rights for it.
Well,
or Warner Brothers.
It's gonna be on the CW,
already, right?
Oh, CW.
Well, I think it's CW.
Web series.
Web series, which.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a whole different thing with like, the Arrowverse and the Flashverse.
Yeah, which means that they do have the rights to it.
The DC Legends of Tomorrowverse and the fucking whatever else is their verse.
What is Young Justice? That's Young its Justice, own.
It was good. Great.
No,
it was
no,
really.
Like,
good.
What is it to, like, the storyline? Is that asking?
It's not Teen Titans. It's its own thing, right?
No,
it's
Young Justice is separate. Totally different. Yeah,
yeah.
Young Justice is basically the Justice League, but as children.
With
no.
With like Robin, Kid Flash, Aqualad.
Yeah. As regards to Teen Titans, it's
they're
completely
different.
Yeah, they're different.
They're two different.
It's not a reboot. It's not a remake.
No, it's its own. Young Justice is its own superhero group.
Just
so I really like that they put like Black Lightning in it. I mean, or what's his name? Static Shock.
Yeah.
Static Shock.
Same person.
That is from my DC. That has to be one of my favorite like heroes.
Actually, technically, this is what I found. He's technically not from DC, but DC bought the rights for him.
Yeah,
but and they're like, fighting back and forth with it.
Yeah,
it's retarded.
I still love him. If he is in the DC, one of my favorite ones out there. Cause you know he like growing up as a kid, watched this show, loved this show, that type of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I think we should get into
such a good show.
We should get into the topic
such
of
such a good show.
What we think should get rebooted?
Mikey, what do you think should get rebooted?
Right now, Static Shock.
That's not Cartoon Network.
Wasn't it?
No, it was Disney, if I remember correctly.
No,
I don't think it was, because Disney and DC have always, you know, been together. Actually, I don't know. Wait,
no.
Actually, what's Static Shock? Watch out.
Static Shock part of Cartoon Network.
If he's DC, then I wouldn't count it out. But that's not really rebooting it. That's more like making it its own show.
That's what rebooting is.
It'd be different.
No. I don't think
that's more of a spin-off.
I don't think Static Shock would be. I don't think it was Cartoon Network. I remember it being Disney.
What?
Static Shock.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know much about him.
Really?
I don't know much about him except for the fact that you showed me that you think James Smith should play Static Shock in a live action thing.
Because I feel like he would resemble him a bit, but I feel like there's not. I don't really.
I feel like James Smith killed his acting career after.
Yeah.
His dad killed his acting career.
Alright, Jaden Smith wasn't that good of an actor to begin with.
Hold up, I really liked him in Karate Kid.
Same.
Really?
Okay, I don't.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm putting that out there. Did not see the original.
Watch it.
Still haven't seen it. Okay, so it doesn't catch my attention.
Okay, we're doing it after we do this podcast.
I love that devious smile you give to him.
We're watching all three of the original Karate Kids.
You got No.
Not all three.
That's fucked up. That's like, it's not like telling us. We're like, yeah, we're going to sit down and watch all Star Wars in chronological order. And have him deal with Jar Jar for like 5 hours.
No. I'm watching the good ones and that's it, alright?
Alright, so watching good ones. You want to see. I'd say you can put Revenge of the Sith in there.
Alright.
No one knows Star Wars. Rogue One.
Look.
Original Trilogy.
Look.
Force Awakens.
Look.
You've seen The Last Jedi.
Look.
And Solo, just because I know you love Glover.
Stop. My ears are bleeding.
Honestly? The Clone Wars, not that bad.
That is a Cartoon Network show, actually.
It's not that bad.
That was a Cartoon Network show. That just reminded me. That kind of.
What's the new one? What's the new one?
Rebels?
This kid with like blue hair.
Is it Rebel Legends or something like that?
Rebels. It's like Disney now, because obviously.
Yeah.
I saw like one episode, and it was him like learning how to balance on top of a fucking ship, and then I think he gets kicked off. And that's all I remember. To me, that was funny.
I want to say, the Clone Wars. It's a good 7 out of 10.
I didn't mind it. I wasn't too big into Star Wars back then. I actually got into Star Wars my freshman year. My sophomore year.
I always, so instead of, like, this only being talked about, should we just, like, get in a general topic of Cartoon Network, or you just want to touch on?
Nah, I'm cool with the generalization of Cartoon Network.
But if we're talking about shows that want to be rebooted, there's actually one I want to bring up that I feel like wouldn't be too bad of a reboot. Maybe My Gym Partner's a Monkey.
No. Yo, that actually might be good.
Wait, for this era of what they're doing and make it like a cutesy kind of thing and like.
I'm saying just try to bring it back, but not like. It's hard to put it, but I feel like it'd just be a decent reboot. I feel like it'd be one of the better ones.
I think honestly, that cartoon was good for
its time period.
For its time period, because it was different. I would like it, but. If I'm going to think of generalization of how people would feel,
it probably wouldn't. Yeah,
it probably wouldn't do as good because it's just, it's too much like every other Cartoon Network show now.
I don't like Uncle Grandpa.
Who does?
Okay. If we're going to go, if we're gonna
don't
go
fucking
way.
Say it, no. Mike.
What?
Say his opinion.
What?
Say your opinion.
What'd you think I was going to say? Jesus Christ, man. I saw like a few episodes. They were kind of funny. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the best show ever, but.
What show?
Uncle Grandpa.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Good morning!
That was good. Very good morning! That was really, really good. What he, the voice he made right now, that is a main character's thing. He has a fanny pack that talks and could, like.
Okay, it's like a short guy. He's like, he's magic.
Okay, it came on when we were kids.
Supposedly, like, everyone's.
No,
grandpa.
No, no. This is like a now kind of
this
thing.
This is like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. It's premiering.
Okay, no, that was like 3 or 4 years
anyways,
ago.
Anyways,
I think it's still going.
But,
that sounds for.
Hold up, toast.
No, right. No, it's a stupid show. It's supposed to be stupid.
It's, yeah.
It's kind of, like, since it's its own thing. Did I say that weird?
It's its own thing, yeah.
Okay.
You're good?
Since it's its own thing, it's kind of, you know, it's funny. It's kind of funny.
It's the sentences that have those the same word twice in a row fuck me up so.
Yeah, right? Anyways, so we're going to be telling you my
show
like
back to back.
If I had something that fucks me up every time.
Regular show.
That
was
a
good
show.
Show.
Yeah.
Was never a fan.
Ham
really?
Bony.
I always found it.
Oh!
in its early series, it wasn't as good as it later developed, and you started like.
But that's the thing. And you're supposed
yeah.
to. You're supposed to hook them in.
Look,
the earlier part.
Let me tell you all something right. though. Let me tell you something. The show was so good that they got Tyler the Creator.
Oh yeah.
To voice one of the episodes. And that
yeah.
episode,
it was so good.
So good. Because you have Pops, you have Mordecai, you have Rigby rap battling against Tyler the Creator.
Don't call it rapping. What the fuck they said was not rapping. Do not call it rapping. They
it
were
was
fucking,
poetic.
They were, yeah, they were reading poetry.
I'm saying it was a rap battle. I'm not saying they did rap.
All right. You said rapping. Like
okay. It was, but technically.
Technically rap is
rap,
basically poetry
yeah.
really fast.
Hold up, let me look up the abbreviation of rap, because it's rhythm and poetry. That's what it is.
So you just argue against yourself.
Yeah, you're like, poetry isn't rap.
Rap.
But rhythm and poetry.
No, what they were doing was straight up poetry. What they were doing.
It couldn't have never pull me in.
I'm reading this off of Google. A type of popular music of us, of U.S. black origin. In which words are recited rapidly and rhythmically over the pre-recorded, typically electronical instrumental backing.
I'm fucking done.
All right, whatever.
Rap is sometimes confused with
stop. We understand.
Dude, we should just make a rap album. We just start mumbling and get really Victoria drugged and start popping sands. We just
that's basically what it is now.
Yeah, so regular show was really
it was.
I am not
it's
a
rapper. It's a 7 out of 10 for me.
Okay. There were episodes that are really bad.
Yep.
Okay, no. When they went into space, that really, I was just like,
yeah.
Okay. And plus, it was kind of good for me since Adventure at that show. Time I already got rid of cable.
Adventure Time?
Adventure Time.
I liked Adventure Time.
That show's like good.
Another show I can never get into.
I know okay. It sounds really cheesy, but
this is the thing about Cartoon Network shows that they're good, but they have a lot of bad episodes too.
No.
So it's a weird balance.
The first. There's,
I mean,
two
shows are never really perfect.
Chowder is my shit.
Chowder is probably the best Cartoon Network show that has been birthed by them.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't know about that. Was a funny show.
Best.
One of the best.
It's one of the best. Ed, Edd n Eddy, another. Yes. Another.
I think that's probably their best.
Can we put Total Drama Island on that?
Show.
The whole Total Drama series on that.
Hated that.
I love Total Drama Island.
Total Drama is the show. The first.
It's so stupid of them me.
We're good. The third and like so on, a bit lackluster. A bit. It did not compete with the first two.
Yeah, and Island and Action are just straight up iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll agree with that.
Amazing World of Gumball is another still prominent one.
I liked it. It was
okay. It's okay.
It was, yeah.
It's something that catches my attention.
It's something I would like watch when I was like kind of bored.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, actually.
Nothing else on.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I'm not judging you.
Yeah, it's not my bad to have bad opinions, Oscar.
I mean, some have opinions. Some
I mean, someone in here like Parent Trap. I didn't know that was a bad opinion, but okay.
It's animated. You fuck. I hate you.
I'll be honest with you.
I'll kill you!
I don't know. Okay, I want to put this out there real quick. I put that list together last second.
Which tells us that you're not doing your job correctly.
Hey.
And your Pixar list.
They're not only that, some of those I feel like I should have put like completely at the bottom, but
some of those didn't make your
some
list.
Some of it I really wanted to piss off James with it.
I can fucking tell.
You were
that's not the point of this so fucking. Funny. That wasn't the point of that segment.
The point was to genuinely tell how we felt about our top 10 Disney movies. Instead, you wanted to piss me off, and it pissed me off more now.
Okay, and I also have another opinion. I really don't want to put a lot of princess movies on there.
Why?
There's more than just princess movies
on
Disney.
Hold on. It's things that you like, dude. I put
Hercules was good to me.
Hercules was great. I honestly wasn't mad that I was on your list.
No, yeah,
that's
you were.
Fringe. No,
yeah,
I wasn't.
You're like Hercules.
And I know.
Like, oh,
I wasn't
my
mad.
God.
He was mad at the placement of it, not the fact that it was on your list.
What was it?
I was mad that you have
what
like,
was it, like a
the
five?
Fucking Parent Trap over it, or like something stupid over it. It's like, I don't mind Hercules. It doesn't make my top 10. It might make my top 20, because
no,
I
really,
actually love
I'll
Hercules.
I'll be honest with you, I really didn't know it was supposed to be, like, animation. I didn't know about this till like, right now.
Justin,
I thought it was just, like...
Justin said it in the group chat.
I said
like,
in the group chat.
He was, like, animated.
Because you even said, like,
live
action or animated.
Then
I was like,
no,
just
animated.
Just animated. Yes. Which makes you even more fucked up.
The Amazing World of Flapjack is also really, really good.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
the Misadventures of Flapjack.
The Misadventures of Flapjack.
Shut up. We all take L's.
Like the one I'm handing you right now.
Thanos.
And the Thanos. Parent Trap. And having to...
Okay! Oh my god.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. I have a lot of guards too. Anyway.
Tom and Jerry was also really good.
I'm going to tell you right
That's
now.
That's also kind of a reboot.
It has been rebooted. I think they could get away with another one.
I don't think so. Also, got away with a lot of shit. Tell me my... Nope.
Yeah,
Tommy,
okay.
Shut up. It really taught me the word shut up. You're stupid is also
not just that, but looking back at it, a lot of the
episodes. Does anyone remember when you went to hell?
Yeah,
a lot of episodes were very
they killed,
great.
They killed themselves.
Yeah, that's the final episode. Is when they killed themselves.
Really?
Yeah,
I know they killed themselves.
Yeah, they stand in no, they sit on it in the front of a train and they
Oh, I remember that. And they blindfold the banana or was it the cigarette?
No, they just. They just stand there.
No, they sit there. They sit there and they're like they're super depressed about like getting their hearts broken. They also they also smoked a lot.
Yeah.
They did.
They really, really did. And then they like fired off guns. Nowadays cannot get away with it.
Does anyone remember the
that's definitely not PC nowadays.
No. That's what I asked. Who do you think was the bad guy in that episode?
For what?
Tom and Jerry.
In that one episode what episode?
In general, like who do you think in that show?
There's no bad guy.
Yes there was.
No.
I think it was like whoever kept telling for Tom to eat the fucking mouse was the bad guy.
Because at certain points it was just like, yo, you have to get rid of this mouse, and it was like that was his job.
I also really did love the Tom and Jerry movies.
Yeah, yes, the one about the race, the magic one,
the magic green.
You loved it, absolutely loved. Iconic for me as a child.
Remember the race one?
Yeah, that one's fucking. I love that one. Was good too.
So good. I don't know why Race reminds me of
Race Around the World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I liked it.
Race reminds me of.
I want to go home and watch it now.
Race reminds me
of. I haven't seen that in fucking forever.
It's okay.
It reminds me of one, my friend, and two. Another one of the best shows that Cartoon Network has put out. Johnny Test.
No.
Oh,
no. I did not like Johnny Test.
Really?
I had to, like, for me, it was one of those shows I watched because I did not want to watch anything else.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but it just does not compete with any other shows, like Childhood.
The only reason...
Yeah, it's not the best, but...
The only reason why that Race brought up Johnny Test for me was... They would always do, in each season, an episode...
Where they race. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the best episodes to me.
Oh, my gosh. It was, like, all the same, like, thing. Like, cheaters never win.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then the cheater...
Always won? Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you, I hated Johnny Test. I didn't mind it.
No.
I didn't mind it.
I hated it because they were
saying you lie, and I actually appreciate that. So, thank you.
For me... It's because, like, they always passed the same couple episodes every day, and I would watch it every day. And it would be like, all right, dude, I understand that this is a good show, but please show me something else.
Show me a different episode.
Show me a different show.
Cartoon Network has a habit of only putting on, like, shows that are 15 minutes long and then playing them back to back to make up half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
I don't like
makes
that.
No sense to me.
I really don't like that. And that's why it ruined it for me.
Don't get me wrong. SpongeBob does the same thing. But SpongeBob keeps it within the half an hour. Like, we don't have to get the theme song again after 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with that.
Any other Cartoon Network shows you guys like?
We Bare Bears.
What?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
I hear really good things about it, though.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I did not mind Camp Lazlo.
I love Camp Lazlo.
Camp Lazlo was really good.
Kids
that
Next
was really
Door.
Good. How do we forget Kid Next Door?
Kid Next Door is fucking iconic.
This reminds me. I just saw
Mikey. You're getting a strike from
hold
me.
Hold up. All right.
Fuck. You showed me another one.
I loved Father. He is my favorite character.
I just saw a meme.
Number
I think
four.
It was,
love the voice actor.
I think it was today.
Number four too.
I think it was today or yesterday. It was number one, and it just pictured him and it said, "This homie was real stressed. We balled at his age."
Dude, then he ran a fucking sector.
Yeah, exactly what it was. He ran a second. He ran a whole division of kids.
Fuck, dude.
Generator Rex.
I don't think I watched it.
Oh, that one was alright. I wish they kind of did a bit more with it, though.
I like
the Grim Adventures
like,
of Billy and Mandy.
Loved it.
There was one that was about, like, a team of animals that would, like, save other animals. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Oh, Chippendale
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
No.
Oh, that one was awesome.
I loved it. Loved it. One of my favorite books. Oh, love the movies? Love the movies.
I like the Christmas special at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I can't remember what mine's called.
I hate the fucking theories about...
My gym partner's a monkey?
We brought about it.
Okay.
I hate the theories about fucking Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. It fucking ruins
the
show
for me. Yeah,
they
fuck everything up for you.
No, it's just that. Everything else, I could fuck with. That one, I fucking hate.
What?
Because it's just like... What's the lady's name? Frankie?
Mm-hmm.
Frankie. Yeah. They were... Like, they gave her a fucking snow globe, and it was just like, you know, like... And then the fucking grandma takes away from her, and then she's just like, oh, I don't know what, like, this whole autism thing is, but, you know, like, it keeps her and this, like, entertained, like, by looking at the snow globe. And,
what,
like,
what
the
is she,
is, like, up on her head or something.
What is she, yeah, she's like, I don't know if she knows what's going on in her or not.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I saw a little picture like that. It really pissed me off.
It didn't piss me off. It was just like, and then there was just like, apparently it was supposed to be, like, the last episode or something like that, but I don't believe that. Or at least I choose not to.
Choose not to believe it.
Hey, you have a wall behind your house, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna jump that later.
Okay, cool.
It's a long story. Don't even ask. Please.
I don't know what the show's called. It's making me
cock
so
is that?
Mad. What?
Oh, Coke.
No, this is a genuine question. Who's cock is that?
I can't remember. Basically, maybe you guys can help me out. The.
That's not your Coke.
What?
Not your Coke?
No, it's from my mom's.
All right, go continue.
The basic like story behind it was that it was a team of heroes, and they would come together to bring about like peace between all the animals and like I don't know what, I can't remember what it was called.
This sounds like a very good plot to something.
It is.
Keep going.
The thing with that is it was different episodes. Like every episode was a different animal.
Like they were.
Oh, the Wonder Pets.
No. I want to fucking shove your head in the fucking wall.
Hero Team 6 or some shit?
There you go!
Hero Team 6.
That was alright. It was in the morning, really.
It was early in the morning. It was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
The one character that really reminds me, it's like a bunny with one scar, and like its main thing was like a jump rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Hero 108.
Hero 108, yeah.
Thank you so fucking much.
Oh, Big Hero 6?
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was the name. I thought it was like Big Hero 7.
Yeah, I knew it had Hero in it, and I was like, that has to ring some bell.
It's My Hero Academia, dude.
One of them will like always turn into a different
animal. No, I saw it. I need to get down to that.
What?
One of them will like always turn into a different animal, I think.
All I remember it was the bunny homie.
Random Disney update. Coco's on Netflix. Go do yourself a
favor. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that.
I watched it once. I cried.
I'm trying to get some images. What the fuck's going on? Alright, here.
Yes, this is exactly what I remember.
Yep.
I looked up.
And then he like shoots like little cones out of his like pipe.
Cones?
I used to want to do that. I used to pretend I was doing that.
Oh yeah, the bunny. I remember the bunny.
The bunny's sick.
Alright, look, the bunny. You don't have to say that. You know, that kind of sounds like you're beating.
You guys, just,
like, I would pretend and then you're
just like, I don't remember.
You had the fucking bad
mind. Code Lyoko?
Which one?
Code Lyoko.
What?
Code Lyoko. Yes! Yes! I loved it! It was. Look,
alright. You might know it.
It's one of those things where it's just like, man, that show was dope.
Guys, I just thought of one.
Hold up. I look back at it now, like, I watched an episode. Holy shit. No. Rose-colored glasses have to stay on for that. It's so bad. Voice acting bad. Animation? No. Horrible.
Well, because it's originally French.
But, like, I see I know, it.
But still, it was just
trying, like, to pull up an actual picture, but
I've never seen that fucking show.
Loved it as a kid. Oh, fuck.
As a kid, loved it. Now, not so much. Like, nostalgic-wise, yeah, it's good, but...
Mike, go ahead and say yours.
Macho Libre.
Macho, hold up.
I'm gonna kill you if you guys don't know this one.
It sounds familiar.
It sounds so
look
familiar.
Look it up.
And I think I've watched it, but I can't remember it. They're like
little luchadors, and they all live...
Mucha
Lucha? No.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
that's what it's called, is it?
Mucha Lucha was Nick, wasn't it?
No,
it wasn't.
You're talking about, one of the main characters was called Rodolfo.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I feel like I remember the show, but I still show my picture because I will remember it. Oh my
okay,
god.
He has like a red and blue mask.
That's a thumb
you're wrestling. Fucking thinking of Mucha. I hate you! No! You're thinking of Mucha Lucha! That's on Nick!
The three!
And there's one. The one.
Can we edit that out?
I hate you so fucking
no,
much.
Can wait, there, edit is that a, out? There is a Lucha Libre show that was on Cartoon Network and I can't remember what it's called.
There's a thumb one and then there's one or two. I hate you, but
I'm the mic for today, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Right.
The mic's here.
There's one where they were fucking thumbs, and it was like
no, two I don't remember that yeah. one. That was fucking
oh
great.
Oh my god, what is the show called? Someone better be looking this shit up right now.
I am.
Alright. fuck, what other good shows were there?
We're probably forgetting.
Oh my god, what?
We're probably forgetting a lot.
The flea! I can see the flea.
You fuck! You're looking at the Nick
no,
one!
You're being. Look what I'm searching
Let
up.
Me see.
Look what I searched
Let me
up.
See.
Hold on! I'm confusing Mucha Lucha on Cartoon Network. In that case, no confusion. Mucha Lucha was Nicktoons.
Okay, I'm getting upset. I can't find it.
And Mike, I'm gonna. Yeah.
Alright, keep talking.
Alright, forget it. No, I can't find it. I really can't find
this
it.
This might be a good time to shift over to Marvel.
Yeah, and if Oscar ever finds the Rodolfo thing,
yeah.
So our next one.
So the next one is
DC.
That could be the next podcast.
No, please no. I hate DC. I don't hate DC.
Exactly.
I don't really.
Why do you hate DC?
I don't hate DC.
Tune in next one. Okay.
When our next time on PCU.
Next topic is gonna basically be.
Will Mike be beaten to death by his co-stars?
I wouldn't doubt it. Actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it either.
Will Oscar find love in his life?
Probably.
Will James cut his
Johnny
beard?
Johnny Bravo was a good one. Dexter's Laboratory was a good one.
Fuck yeah, we are forgetting a lot.
Yeah. This, the problem with that
Courage,
is...
The Cowardly Dog
Show. Oh! Yeah. This is the problem with me, is that I'm so young that I make that boomerang, but then I realize that boomerang is just old Cartoon Network shows.
Yeah.
16.
Not a fan.
I used to watch that.
And was that the one like, where they working at a mall?
16, yeah. Life is sweet.
We're growing up so fast. Yeah.
The song was kind of cheesy to me, so I would like go to like cartoon. I mean,
I watched it, but I wasn't a
fan. So like Disney for this second, and then go back.
I only watched it for the Flintstones.
That wasn't really my show growing up. The Jetsons.
That's another classic.
All right.
So Marvel phases is. So, there's been Marvel Phase 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
James, pull it up.
Sir, I will pull up the Marvel Phases as we speak. You guys can keep them entertained.
So, how's your guys' day, guys?
Shut up, Mike.
Well, shit. Get fucked on, Mike. Excuse my poor internet.
You have a big butt.
Why you do that? We just gotta call him out on it.
Because I'm like leaned down and he's facing
Why
towards me.
Why do you have to call him out on Justin Fantastic fucking ass? So you guys want to list off the movies that are in each phase?
Yeah, so in Marvel Phase 1 there is...
We got Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America the First Avenger, and The Avengers. Phase 2, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America the Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy... Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man. Phase 3, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and Wasp, Captain Marvel, and the untitled Avengers movie.
You sound like one of those 50s narrators on TV. They all have like the exact same voice.
Back now, ladies and gentlemen, Phase 3, you got Civil War!
Alright,
shut the fuck up.
At the same time, I'm kind of thinking we're gonna name our favorite phase, and we'll just pick sides from there. 1, 2, 3, phase 3.
Phase 3.
Yes. Well, fuck. We're all phase 3. Fucking phase.
Shocker, because they fucking put more time and effort into that.
Yeah, they really have.
It's like they learned from their mistakes and what things like they didn't like and what they did like from like the previous ones, and then they put more time and effort into it.
I'll say this. Marvel Phase 1, for the time, were probably the best movies.
It was like a testing ground to see where they could, like, go.
That's because then they used Iron Man as their guinea pig.
Yeah.
Well,
they technically,
yeah.
They put a lot of faith in Robert Downey.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, and then they stopped for a while.
We don't talk about that. Like, the Green Lantern movie. We don't talk about it.
Incredible Hulk. Yeah. The Incredible Hulk was really good.
We don't talk about it.
Time out.
I didn't mind it.
If Mark Ruffalo is not the Incredible Hulk in the movie,
no one was expecting him. No, no, time out. Do you guys know no one was expecting him to like be the Incredible Hulk?
Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even his co-stars.
Everyone thought they were going to be Mark Norton. That's why.
Like all of like his co-stars were just like, what the fuck? Who's that?
Because everyone was expecting Edward Norton.
I didn't really like him as Bruce Banner, I'll be honest.
Same.
Mark Ruffalo?
I already do Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, the other one.
Norton?
I don't know his name. Is that...
It's Edward Norton, right?
It's the one that dropped his blood in the soda, right?
Edward Norton. That's all you just need to know his name.
Does no one fucking remember the movie?
I haven't seen that movie...
Which one?
Since the fucking time.
I haven't seen it either.
Do you remember the plot where he goes to, like, India? It was India, right? Okay, I'm gonna say what it's... I'm assuming is India or, like, the Philippines.
Racist.
Well, okay. I don't fucking remember like their ethnicity.
I'm kidding.
Anyways, so he cuts his finger, and he's working at a soda shop, and he drops his blood into like a soda pop. So he goes downstairs and he cleans that bitch off, and then fucking Stanley decides to take a drink.
Stanley, like,
you know what I'm talking about? Right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
So we're gonna
the abomination.
I guess we could talk about. Okay, you can keep going about. Do you want to keep going about The Incredible Hulk, or do you want me to...
I just
want to
see if you guys remember. Like, it was...
I remember the movie. I just wasn't a fan.
I don't remember it that very well.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird in my ears for some reason.
What I just did?
Yeah.
Yeah, people say I sound like a fucking pterodactyl or some shit.
So I guess we can kind of break down each movie in each phase.
Yeah.
Why we think 3 is personally our favorite.
So Phase 3, what's the first movie?
Phase 3, the first movie was Civil War, which is basically... Mini Avengers.
That's basically what set up Infinity War. That's mainly what set it up.
Kind of. Yeah, I guess so.
Civil War for me was just that, like, just such a good movie. It, like, I don't know. That was the one movie where I thought we didn't really have a villain.
You kind of did in Zemo, but Zemo was weak. I didn't like him as a villain.
I don't know. Civil War is just such a good movie, dude. Like,
usually the worst part about it was Zemo. Other than that,
he was a villain, right?
Yeah.
Not Crossbones.
Oh, hmm. Or Crossbones is another weak part of that movie.
I like the villain in this one.
Oscar?
I'm still trying to look up for the other
one. Just forget about it.
Forget it. That's what you're talking about, though.
It's fucking killing me, though, because I remember
We're on to the MCU.
Okay, well, what was the question?
it's about Civil War.
Because we've all been on.
We've all chose phase three, so we're just kind of.
I was kind of hoping someone was going to be like, oh, phase one, and then we're going to fight with it, but no.
Alright, so.
I don't like phase three because Spider Man.
So,
is that really the reason why I like phase three?
Honestly, no, because Avengers, Infinity War, Doctor Strange.
Also, talking very low, so the audience might not hear. But Civil War is pretty good, in my, to me it was.
We're gonna do this. Name your team. 3, 2, 1. Team Cap.
I was Team Iron Man.
I'm not a fucking loner.
Team Thor.
And that's bad, because my favorite hero, Hawkeye, is on Cap's team.
Name your team.
Are we going?
Team Thor. Name your actual fucking team, Civil War.
All right then. Damn, it's hard. Iron Man. Wait, are you like as a to fight, or like who's
Civil
right?
Civil War. Whose team were you on?
Comic book.
Okay then, definitely no. Captain America.
Cinematic.
Captain America. Captain America.
CA. Captain America, not California Adventure.
Are you basing this off of your morals or basing off of who's on the team?
Okay, off of morals, then I'm going for Cap. But for a team, Iron Man. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, I'm basing off my morals, and I was Team Iron Man.
Okay.
Give me Cap.
Oscar, are you crying?
No, it's like... this is one of those things where it's like they're both not wrong. But they're also both not right. And it's very hard because I understand that Captain America is just like, when you see something that's like something bad is happening, you have to, you know, like go and intervene. But it's just like, you also need some restrictions and some things. Captain America did a shitty thing. Iron Man has a right to overreact, but that doesn't mean that he should.
I get you. That was a very good way of putting it.
So it's just like, I'm caught like in the middle. So it's just like, I like both of them.
So Oscar is a neutral power.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, woo, Team Thor!
Can I ask why you guys are Team Cap?
I just thought his argument was better. It's like, in the fact of like, yeah, you need restrictions, but at the same time, like, who the fuck else was gonna stop that?
Exactly.
And if you're having a city, because it was all kind of basing it off of the Chitauri attack in the first Avengers, and then Age of Ultron thing, I'm like, how are you not going to have casualties when a fucking city or whatever it was is fucking
falling from the fucking sky?
Gonna fall from the sky. You're going to get casualties in that. The same thing when the Chitauri, I think it was Chitauri, right?
What?
In the first Avengers? The Chitauri that invaded New York?
Sure.
Fuck them. You're going to have casualties in that too. Because it's an alien invasion. And these big motherfuckers are going to come down. Yeah, buildings are going to come down. That shit's gonna happen. By the end of the day, would you rather have this many people dead or the entire universe?
But at the same time, they're also like, yeah, casualties, you are right about that. But then at the time, it's just like, where is Hulk? And then it's just like, yeah, somebody should have kept an eye on him. Yeah. And he should have been there when, like,
Hulk shipped off in Age of Ultron.
It's one, that's also like one point kind of thing. Where it's just like, hey, you guys need to take, like, better care of him. And then it's just like, hey, where is Thor? And then it's just like, yeah, somebody should have kept an eye on him too. And it's just Thor, like other.
Thor's like the Prince of Asgard. Is, yeah. he had to go deal with Asgard.
Everyone fucking they should know that.
But this is another thing too, though.
It's kind of an unfair question, you know what I mean?
There are times where they and I'm just saying this in the broad generalization, like, way. They've killed people to save others. That's the problem that Iron Man has, is that it should have been their job to save all of them.
But you're not going to save all of them when an alien invasion's happening or the fucking city's
falling. Okay, sure, understand that too. I understand what you're doing. You're doing that little, that train thing. I don't know if you guys know that theory about... Okay. Let's say there's a bridge, and let's say there's a railroad. And on top of that bridge is a fat man and you. And on the bottom of the train, of the train tracks, there's two people. The train is coming towards those two people. Unless you push the fat guy, then the train will stop. So it's either you save one life, or you let two die. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not just that, though. It's also the fact that, like, there's also... Well, actually, that's based on my argument. There's just been too many civilian casualties that they're not comfortable with it. Because it's kind of like, yes, you're saving the city, but you're also, like, killing a lot of the population that is in it that you're supposed to be saving.
Not necessarily.
What I really want to know is, how is it... In Age of Ultron, there were more casualties than there was in New York. Did anyone else notice that?
Well, Russia's a lot bigger country than there is here.
Yeah, and also...
It was a small fucking village. I mean, town.
And also, it was like... Smart AI killer. It was basically all of Ultron. Running around. And not just Chitauri.
But, okay.
Ultron's a smart AI. Built by Stark.
And then it's just like... Stark shouldn't have built that in the first place.
Just because that wasn't his plan.
Yeah, that's on Stark. And it's just like, you need to fucking, like...
He needed to step up and try to end that shit. But yeah.
Before...
I feel like, that, you know, those weren't his intentions, but...
It backfired.
It really did backfire.
I mean, what do you think that... you're building a smart AI. Eventually, it's gonna, like...
I think that's where...
Jarvis, though.
I think that's honestly where he... Well, Jarvis...
He didn't think he was supposed to progress like that and evolve that fast.
But I mean, you also need to install the 3 rules of robotics. Because it's an artificial intelligence. You should have the 3 rules of robotics put in it, regardless. No matter what you're doing, whatever artificial intelligence you're making, that should always be your number one priority. But for those of you, I'll look up the 3.
Okay.
Those are robotics.
I don't know what those are, but my only argument is right now is...
I learned that in fucking pre-engineering. Not even in fucking robotics.
Search this up, because I kind of have an argument. Edit this out. Edit this part out.
No, keep talking. I'm going to look up like the fucking 3 levels of robotics first.
Look. We've been
I don't want to say my argument yet until you bring these up. Movie. I don't want to bring my argument up until you bring this up. You guys can continue talking.
we can just move into, I guess, Doctor Strange, or do you want to keep it on?
Let's just go move Doctor Strange, because I don't want to be, like, too much time on one certain movie.
Yeah.
Doctor
Strange was just, I thought it was very fun, and dark at the same time.
Yeah, I think that was probably the most intricate, CGI that any movie has had, me personally, just based on the fact that you are contorting cities. That you have shot, like you're shooting real cities, and you have to CGI that to where it looks like there's nothing else but the city. Like, I don't know,
it was very good CGI. CGI did very well, I think.
Here you go.
Yeah, it's that.
Okay, sorry.
Do you guys want me to read it or not?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Just simplify it.
I'm just gonna read it.
Okay.
A robot, the first one is, a robot may not injure a human being or through interaction allow a human become to harm. The second one is, a robot must obey orders given by a human, being except where such orders would inflict with the first law, which they can't. Yeah. And then the last one is, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not inflict with the first or second law.
I think you should add a fourth word. Okay. Like, you shouldn't make the robot smarter than you.
No, because that's fine. If it's smarter than you, then it can't overcome its first rules. Like, regardless.
So my argument is, it came out of an Infinity Stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was basically magic, so I'm pretty sure it was going to, you know, have a mind of its own. Human-like, and, you know, disregard all that.
But it's also magic infused with technology.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It was about... Okay.
But... fucking Tony Stark's thing is always like, ooh, technology can always amount to the same level as gods. At some point,
I'm too tired to like keep going with
this. Let's at some point in the comics,
but I know I'm right.
He infused.
I'm right.
I'll fucking strangle you right now.
I'm right.
Doctor Strange, very fun, dark. As I mentioned.
Okay, Dormammu. What do you guys think about Dormammu? Do you guys know what he originally looks like? He's basically a skull. Looks like, you know, he's on fire, and he has like a. Yeah, basically, actually. I'm not sure if his mouth moves.
I thought this movie had a lot of good, like...
Dormammu.
It was really great mix of comedy and action. Because a lot of times, movies have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
And Marvel movies sometimes, too, also have a hard time doing that.
Yes,
it is. Age of Ultron didn't have that great balance of action and comedy.
I got scared, I'm sorry.
It was more comedy than it was, like, action for me.
Really, for Age of Ultron, for me, it was more, like, more comedy and trying to set up...
Yeah.
Faces more... Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Okay.
It was like trying to set up future movies for that.
Which is kind of what his job was, but still.
Fuck, you don't want... You want a different movie to set up different movies other than an Avengers movie. You know what I mean?
Oh my god! No, why? Why?
What's on the list?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I did not like it very much.
Okay, so the problem I have with... okay, so this is probably the only movie I have a problem with on this list. The reason why is because I didn't watch it until 3 years after,
Aw, oh, damn it, no.
No, it wasn't 3 years.
Thanks, James.
It was about a year or two after, it came out, had I watched it, and that was about three or four after I watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ow.
I did it with the same strength you did.
But, again, this had the perfect combination of, one.
No,
it had
more
comedy. Comedy.
Mommy. No, it did have a lot more comedy, but that's also what the Guardians are kind of known for.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of works out, but I feel like Volume 2 was pretty good. I don't think it's better than the first.
It wasn't, but it was a good sequel.
It was an alright sequel.
I wish there was a bit more to the villain.
Did you just fart?
No. I wish there was a bit more to the villain. Ego, right?
Yeah.
I felt like he was a bit bland. It's like a tiny bit. Or like it had enough to like kind of get the story going, but it was not as much as other memorable villains like
the
Vulture.
It did fill and plot holes that were in it in the first one.
I guess.
What?
I heard a toot.
That's just your fucking imagination.
Okay.
All right. Well, because I felt like even though Eagle died, I felt like maybe Star Lord could maybe still use his powers. Because I don't know why it was just, like, still only in his father. He was able to use it.
In the comics, I think he has, like, two different fucking dads or some shit.
Oh, really?
It's Ego and then a ruler of a planet or some shit.
Like, Thanos?
No, like, he's like, shut the fuck up.
The one planet? I don't think Thanos owns the one planet.
Oh, Thanos, my bad.
No, shut your mouth. Oh, my God. We gotta put that on a t-shirt.
Thanos, which is really
like instead of looking, it's gonna be a U.
Jesus,
God. With really dumb looking Thanos.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so he's basically like a ruler. He's basically, I think he's like a dictator or king or some shit.
He's something.
And then Star-Lord meets him, and he becomes like a prince, and he ditches the Guardians.
What a dick.
No, yeah, and dude, he was an asshole in the comics. He even teamed up with Thanos at some point.
Thanos?
Nice. Completely understand. I would too.
We did get a big, like, a big fandom of Yondu.
Oh, Yondu.
I like Yondu in this movie.
I like Yondu too.
Yeah, I like Morrow.
What?
I like Morrow.
He was like the one that looked normal, right?
Dude.
Huh?
The one that looked normal.
He's Yondu is
normal.
Wait, what?
Merle.
Walking Dead. Fuck, never mind. You guys
are getting I don't really watch a lot of the Walking
Dead. Michael Rooker played
Merle. I'm really sorry. I really don't watch a lot of it.
That got Yondu's, Yondu's pen when he, died.
But, like, am I wrong? Is Yondu, or is Osmosis, I guess, does Yondu not look like Osmosis Jones?
What?
Who?
I phased out. I'm sorry.
Does Yondu not look like Osmosis Jones?
Who?
A little bit.
Osmosis Jones, Puma. Once the Oscars see him. Then we'll move on to the next one, which is Spider-Man Homecoming.
One of my favorite movies out there. I feel like it is the best Spider-Man movie out there.
So far. Yeah, it is.
It's a mix. It's either one. It's either Homecoming.
Yes. All right, we're back. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Sorry.
One of my favorite Spider-Man movies, really.
As I was saying before.
I think he really pulled it off with this one.
This one made sense.
I think he... I don't want to say the best, but... I think... he was, like, second to best with Tobey Maguire.
Nope.
You think Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man?
Well, to other, I'm saying to other people's opinions.
I mean, you know what?
I think Andrew Garfield...
Okay, my opinion...
Andrew Garfield was shit.
I don't think Andrew Garfield was shit. I don't think
he wasn't shit, but he wasn't the best.
He wasn't a good Peter Parker. He was not a good Peter Parker. I don't really like the whole hipster vibe that he was giving off.
I liked it.
I do like the little...
But he wasn't the best one out of the
No, I'm not saying he's not. It's Holland without a doubt.
But do people actually think Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man?
I want to say it's...
Movie-wise, yes. Tobey Maguire is fucking iconic as Spider-Man.
Well, here's the thing. He was the first Spider-Man.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys like him because of the person that he is? Or do you guys like him as the character he played?
I liked him as the character he played. I did like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Except for Spider-Man 3 when he went all emo Peter.
Do you still have that knife so I can slit his throat?
I bought a couple more on.
Okay.
Listen here, parents. I want to ask you a question.
I want to ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever seen Scarface?
Yes.
No.
Do you think that was a good movie?
I didn't think Scarface was
a good movie. Why do you think it was a good movie?
I've seen the movie in fucking years, Mike. So I don't remember much about it, but what I do remember, I did enjoy it.
Okay. Do you think you liked it because of the main character?
Probably.
That's exactly what he's trying to make a point of Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
No, too. I like...
Because I'll be honest with you, the movie itself wasn't great. I don't know why people say it's great.
Which one?
But Scarface.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that a really good actor was playing Scarface, that's why people thought it was amazing. Because does anyone else remember him in other movies?
Who?
The actor for Scarface?
the actor for Scarface. I completely forgot his name.
Stallone.
What?
I'm just kidding.
It's not Stallone. For his name...
Okay, but...
I was just talking about this yesterday, sorry,
man. Moving on from the point.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Do you like him because of he's...
I like the Spider-Man movie. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't just like it because Toby is a big part of it. But, like, I did like it for the actual Spider-Man movies.
I'm going to say this. I thought Toby was a good Spider-Man, but he's not the best one to argue.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that back. He's not the best. I'm saying, from my opinion, he's not the best. I really like Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's the best. Yeah.
The reason why I think he's the best is because by the looks of him, it makes sense.
He looks like a teenager. Yeah, in the movies, he portrays one very well.
Wait, how old is he in real life?
Like 22. He's about 22.
22? Oh my god, and he looks like he's 15. That's so weird.
Hold up. Also, the writing, way better. The animation, way better.
CGI?
CGI. Yeah, animation, CGI. Same difference.
Is it really better?
But I'll say this, and this is, I'm gonna bring it back to the remakes and the remans. Just because you have new stuff doesn't mean you're better than your counterpart.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's also within the new Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
Compared to it, it's also better in its, like, quality. You feel me? It's not because it's newer, it's also better. It's because the quality ups it as well. New age technology is always advancing, and within this good actor, and it's like also amazing counterparts to it, also brings it better than its other predecessors. Is that right?
Yeah.
Before it.
I mean, I get your point, but what I'm just trying to say is, like,
are we talking about Spider-Man the character or the movie? Because Tom Holland and the movie,
I like Tom Holland. He's a really good actor.
The ones before.
I didn't know that he was in any other movies besides that one.
Oh, yeah, he has a long history of entertainment since he was, like, very young.
But do you guys remember seeing any of those movies?
No, definitely. Okay. Spider-Man brought him to the limelight.
Mm-hmm. There's a thing. Another one I want to say, does anyone else remember, what's his name? Who plays Star-Lord? Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
That's his name, right?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
that's what made him.
Do you guys remember him in any other movie besides Jurassic Park?
Jurassic World?
Okay, whatever. But you know what I mean.
I remember him from Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Okay. Shut up.
What's that one movie? It's like one of those, like, really random movies that, like, this... Oh, fuck, I forgot what it was called. But it had, like...
But you guys don't remember him from, like, any other movie, right?
Guys, that clinging is my dog, it's fine.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys seen Wanted?
I think so.
I have.
You know the guy that got smacked in the face with the keyboard?
Yeah.
That was him.
That's Pratt?
And not a lot of people remember that.
Well, because he wasn't a big character in it.
But still.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to remember, like, a little features from it, but I get your point.
Right, so a lot of people, like, aren't remembered from other movies or shows.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, it depends on how your character is, because a character can get like, a cult following where it's like, oh, yeah, this criminally underrated, and this should be brought more to the limelight, and then it's a different thing to be the main character.
Yeah, but, I mean, just so we can continue with the whole thing, Spider-Man Homecoming, great story.
Great acting,
great villain, which is a thing that superhero movies have a hard time with, which we had discussed before.
Yeah, Marvel had a hard time. And I think this is the Marvel movie that finally started getting villains right.
Yeah.
Which one?
Homecoming.
Yeah.
My only problem, that they didn't make him... Okay, yeah, you say yours first.
Oh, no, go ahead. You were talking first.
I like that they didn't make him, like, super old, you know what I mean? And also, he wasn't, like, a... What, in the comics, was he a billionaire?
Who?
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
No,
Vulture.
The Vulture.
There
you go.
Was he?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Because I think in the comics he had like a good amount of fortune.
But
I like the way how he made him like a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
Struggling.
What I was gonna say is my only problem with the movie was MJ.
Oh.
What about her?
Was it that they made her black, or is it because they made
No,
I'm not
thinking about race.
Okay, or was it because they gave her that kind of, like, basket case kind of vibe?
It's not even that, it's just that she seemed like a character that was kind of forced in and didn't really need to be there. And which is really sad, because we kind of grew up with Mary Jane.
Yeah.
I want to say it's one of those things where it's just like,
You hit the jackpot, Tiger.
Awkward, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I get that. It's like awkward now, would make sense in the later movie.
I get that. I think that's what they were doing, but and I just it made it.
Yeah. Maybe she's in the middle of a glow up. I don't know.
And I walked out of the movie.
Zendaya's fucking beautiful.
She is.
I really. Oh my god. Zendaya, please be one of our guests.
Sponsors.
Do you really think she's gonna listen to this?
No, she's not. I guarantee you, she's probably not. But
next movie.
Really Thor cool. Ragnarok.
So this is the movie.
Need to see it. I'm gonna back out.
It's going. It's coming to Netflix.
It's coming to Netflix.
This month.
So when blah 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 died, and then the blah 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 happened, and I was just like,
"Go for it, keep going."
No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was. I liked it because okay.
It was kind of spoiled Infinity War. What happens to Ragnarok?
Oh my god!
It's spoiled in that movie. So
if you watch the after credits, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but it's okay, man.
But
Ragnarok,
people,
you haven't.
He hasn't seen the movie at all.
Yeah.
I heard fucking Infinity War, so...
No, I said
spoilers, guys, spoilers.
It spoils.
In case.
Look, it's been a month since the movie's come out. If you haven't seen it, that's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, for Infinity War, just the one...
Yeah, get a life. I don't know what you guys are doing.
But before we move on to that, I just want to say, Thor is...
It's fine if some of you are going through some financial struggles and cannot find it, nor have time to find it. It is fine.
Showbox.
If you have not seen it.
Showbox, look it up.
I'll say this, though. Thor Ragnarok is considered the best Thor movie.
And I have to agree with that.
I do, too. So.
Mike, do you agree? Ragnarok's the best Thor movie?
I think they made a really good comeback with it, only because they made it funnier.
They tried to lighten it up, and I didn't like that.
Yeah. Fun fact about this movie. There is the line where Thor says that, "I know him, he's from work." Okay. That was actually... a line that a little kid who had cancer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he's the Make-A-Wish kid. That
the Make-A-Wish kid me. That told Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, you eat your heart out, John Cena.
You should put this. Who is the number one wish granter?
I know. So that was a joke.
Yeah. he told him, he told Chris that they should put this line in the movie.
Yeah.
And they did. And in an interview, Chris tells a story about it, and he actually says, it's actually a very funny line in the movie.
And it really works. Is. He's a friend from Walk. I was like, oh, shit.
So,
oh, the snake scene where he's talking about how Loki turned into a snake.
I haven't seen it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my god, what was that? Did I choke on my words?
There's one before Infinity, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And it's Black
Panther. And it is Black Panther.
Still need to watch it.
Well, catch the fuck up.
No. So, remember how I said that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is the only movie I had a problem with?
Yeah.
And this, I lied. It's this, I had two, and it's this one.
I thoroughly enjoyed Black Panther.
I enjoyed it because it happened. But if I'm going to be honest, I do have a lot of problems with it. Makes me not able to fully like it. The one example that I keep bringing up to you guys is the villains. Eric Killmonger. I'm not a big fan of him.
Okay, the thing about... Okay, I'm saying this right now. I feel like with Black Panther, they just built that shit a pedestal. And it was... It wasn't great. It wasn't a great movie. And I don't know why people say Killmonger was great. It wasn't great.
I think the only reason why they're saying he's great is because of who the actor is. Which is...
Yeah. He had a chance for
it. Hitting on Black Panther.
Me?
Both you guys.
Well, I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm not saying it's a terrible movie. I'm just saying it's not great. I'm not saying it should be on your top 10.
I'm happy it happened. I just had problems with it.
James, they're not shitting on it. They're just like... They're not saying they're overhyped. It's just like a bit praised too much. Or it's just like Killmonger wasn't exactly
overhyped.
The best.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is overhyped. It is okay. Really overhyped.
No, like that's.
I'm a backpedal over here.
No, thank you, thank you, thank you for trying.
Not like, I enjoyed Killmonger.
That's fine.
And I actually really did, because he wins the moral argument.
All right, I do not know.
Wait.
What is the moral
argument? Basically. From Wakanda, they kept themselves shielded from everybody.
Yeah.
When Killmonger's like, yeah, no, why are we shielding ourselves from these people that need our help? The way he went about it's wrong, which is basically trying to start a war.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the problem with that, like, that was obviously a problem. You're trying to start a war, it's not really helping, it's going to cause more problems.
Okay.
And, like, there's this really, like, emotional scene where, like, basically, the Black Panther, T'Challa?
Mm-hmm.
T'Challa. Goes back and he sees the previous kings and like this really Lion King looking.
Oh yeah, the little Lion King thing.
The Lion King looking place. To? Honestly, that's what it reminds me of. And it's like a really emotional powerful scene where he's yelling at him. He's like, "You guys are all wrong to like turn your back on the rest of the world. Like, they need us."
Yeah.
And it's like basically Killmonger tells him like, "Yeah, like I lived in the normal world for like half my life." He grew up in Oakland.
Yeah.
Great childhood Gambino song, by the way. And he got to see, like, you know, a lot of shit. Obviously, growing up in Oakland, low community, like, that kind of stuff. So he's like, yeah, I've seen so much shit. Like, why would we turn down all, like, why would we turn away all this great technology and being so farly advanced away from the rest of the world when they need our help?
Oh my god, you almost smacked me. I got very scared.
I'm sorry, Mike. But that was the moral argument. And, like, with all the previous king's mentality was, like, yeah, no, we're shielding it. And then he goes to T'Challa and he's talking about it and, like, he's actually right. Why would you? And it actually changes his mind. In the end, it ends with... So, a little bit of spoiler. It ends with Black Panther visiting where...
Oakland?
Yeah.
Oakland, where Killmonger grew up. And he buys some of the stuff. He's like, we're going to be Wakanda. This is where...
No. Okay.
And he's like, they don't from Wakanda, and this is to help people here.
I think that's the problem I had with it, was that, yes, he was more reliant. I just can't get past the fact that... The way he went at it was wrong.
But that's what makes him a villain.
And I get that part, but it just... To me, it didn't make sense to where, yes, he's morally correct, but why is he... He's morally correct, but the way he's going at it, I'm like, I don't want to believe him.
Because he's a little... It's a little cheesy acting, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I just think it was a little bit.
It wasn't Fantastic Four cheesy, but...
Have you guys ever watched Futurama?
Oh my god, yes.
Alright, this is what I'm going to say. It's like from Benders. Just like, they must take our peaceful ways by force. What was it, that kind of thinking?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of like that, except it was like, yeah, we're going to start a war.
Okay, I could. I mean, that's a real world thing that some people think is just like they must believe in our ways. That's a real world thing. It's not exactly a I could kind of get the cheesiness, but
I just think another thing too that it just really got political. And it was like, that's nuts.
Oh yeah,
Civil War was political too.
Yeah, but they kind of downed
it. He's a king.
But yeah. This is the thing. With Civil War, it didn't. To me, it didn't really focus so much on like real life politics. Yeah, it brought in politics, but it didn't bring in like what we're going through now in the
politics
real world.
Politics drove the movie.
Yeah, that's the whole point of surrounding thing. And politics did drive the whole movie because it was just like you either sign this paper or you could stop being heroes. Whereas just like, all right, you could either stop being a national power or you need to step down and have someone like take over it. Or but, you need restrictions over it, like the United Nations and the USA.
They didn't focus on that so much, you know?
Well, in the end, I think it should have been focused on that more. Personally, because I thought in Civil was kind of going back to Civil War.
I like the way they made it turn out.
No, I didn't. Know? I didn't like that Captain Bucky America was the focus.
Yeah, Bucky was indeed the focus.
It wasn't the focus. It was the other guy.
No, it was Bucky.
No, it was the other guy.
No, the whole reason why Iron Man ended up fighting Captain America and Bucky is because of Bucky.
Yeah. He wants to kill Bucky and...
For killing his parents.
Only because he found out through the other... the actual villain.
But I mean,
is
like,
that his actual name?
Zemo.
I never
Baron Zemo or something like that. But like at the same time, like Cap knew. But how the fuck do you bring that up to somebody?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
sit down, and crack a cold one, and you're just like, yeah. By the way, Bucky murdered your parents back in the day.
What did you fucking say? He's all drunk as shit.
No,
he fucking shoot you.
But at some point, he should have like told him. It's some things that you don't. It's where you need to bring someone into, like, a room and just be like, all right,
look man.
I know what he did is, like, morally incorrect, but this is something that he had no control over.
Also, it could have potentially slipped his mind, because when he did find out, like, it was in Winter Soldier when he finds out. And they're in that base that fucking, like, blows up. So he was trying to protect Black Widow at the time, and all that shit fell on him with the shield. So, I mean, that could potentially slip your mind after that just happened.
It does. Like, but it's still, like, one of those things where he should have told him, but it's just, like, where
we
and
need,
how
we need plot we need plot so yeah, we're gonna have Zemo do it and then cause this. I think that was a big problem with Civil War was Bucky
being the main center of like the whole resolving thing
when it should have just been the Sokovian Accords
and the whole political thing
personally. But back on the Black Panther, we're coming back to fucking Civil War.
I don't know,
I enjoyed Black Panther. I'd have it in my top 5.
I liked it too. It's not my top 5. It's nowhere near my top 5, honestly. But I didn't hate it. It wasn't a bad movie. I just had problems with it.
I love the action scenes.
Oh, those are great.
The action scenes had like gave me chills. Not like Infinity War chills, but like decent chills.
I actually wrote the article for the school newspaper about Black Panther. And it was very interesting looking at how much work and research they've done to go into this movie. They had the designer for the costumes literally go into like books and online and find whatever they can about ancient African like tribes and like warriors and what they wore, and like they incorporated that.
And that's cool.
And they also
shows
like,
how much they put into the
movie.
Nemo. Yeah, like a Nemo, like they had marine biologists work on this on Nemo.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
I didn't enjoy that.
They actually shot in like 5 different countries.
That's great.
Zootopia did a lot of science on animals at the time.
Oh, did they really?
They went to the Polynesian Islands, if I'm not mistaken, it's Polynesian, for Moana. And they actually like learned their stuff.
One thing I did not like about Black Panther, even though I haven't seen it, was how some people reacted to it. And like how they were very ignorant, and they were just like, "This is a blacks only movie." And
yeah, that's
like,
what
got I didn't like that. I really didn't
like that.
Don't get me wrong, I did love the fact that this got big promotion, and that it was a great cultural breakthrough.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it was just like, all right, some of them took it too far.
Yeah,
to the point where it's like, all right, everyone can enjoy this movie because
cause,
at a certain point that becomes racist because you can also be racist to white people.
Yeah,
or like,
because that's like,
or any other race. Yeah, any other races. Like,
now
that
she's stooping down to
the, like, no, that's not how that works.
Now that she's stooping down to their level, like,
yeah, exactly.
How they did in the back days, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I really didn't like that.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be hyped about this movie, if you were of African American descent, because that's fucking that'd be hype as shit too.
This is
I don't think you should ever be a hypocrite about what you believe in.
It's the first full black cast that isn't a slavery movie.
Yeah, So. Oh, Cool Runnings. Never mind.
I want to say this right now. When is there going to be like a Mexican superhero that comes in?
I guess Miles.
Yeah, Miles. He's
the Spider Verse.
Yeah, he's half black too.
But he's still
talking about like straight out of
I think he's talking about like live action. He's going to be like
No. I mean like in comics, like just straight in Mexican. General? Yeah, just straight Mexican.
Isn't one of the new Ghost Riders?
Ghost Rider is Mexican.
Oh yeah, he's in he lives in L.A. or something, right?
Yeah, isn't he?
I really what's love his that, name? That Miles
Rodriguez or something
is half
something like that.
Well,
you guys move on to the next movie?
Like Captain Puerto Rico or some shit, you know what I mean?
You're stupid.
Jesus.
Avengers Infinity War is the next movie.
Man, this was so good to the point where we had to do a whole podcast on it.
I want to see.
That lasted 2 hours?
No, that was the Pixar.
The Pixar.
Ha!
Sorry.
Okay. I want to say Gamora's death. I want to say, like, that.
I didn't have a problem with that.
For some reason, a lot of people had a problem. We can't bring up something that me and Oscar genuinely agreed on.
Yeah, Gamora's death not as impactful as it should be, or as it should have been for me.
I think it was impactful.
Nobody loved her so much, you know?
Yeah.
That actually was one of the ones that hit me the hardest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
I think, personally, the one that hit me the hardest, believe it or not, Groot.
Well, yeah, because everyone. Here's the thing. Everyone loved Groot and everyone loved Tom Holland as Spider-Man. So when those people died, it really messed them up. The reason why Gamora messed me up was because I 100% thought she's not dying.
Okay.
I didn't think she was dying either.
I think Groot's like the only person that's died about twice. Does anyone notice that?
Yeah. Technically,
His father. His father.
Technically, but yeah, basically he did die twice. In a real sense. He really did die twice.
And, who else? Oh, Spider-Man, no.
Yeah. This is the thing about
Mr. Stark.
They create... So well. That brings me into the topic I have with... And the problem I have with Avengers Infinity War. And it's not the movie itself, that it's the fans that have ruined the scene for me.
Yep.
They keep making memes about Tom Holland.
Oh dying, my god.
And it annoys me.
Okay, some of them are funny.
So a lot of them are not, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you guys seen the one where it says, it's like a black screen and it has lettering. It says, blow in.
Yeah.
That one was kind of funny.
All right.
That one was really funny.
But I get where you're coming from. It's not the memes, because some of them are funny and some of them, like, really. It's the repetitiveness where I would hear it over and over, where it's just like, dude.
Yeah.
Mike, you are
part of that group says it every 5 seconds.
And it gets to the point where it's like, I get it, he died.
Let me be scarred. Let me be emotional about it.
Or the fucking, it's a better love story than Twilight. Dude, fuck off!
I don't get that one.
That's where it's just like, oh dude. Like, fucking any stupid little shit where it's just like, oh, that was a better love story than Twilight. Where it's like, it's such a stupid, small, repetitive meme.
I've never seen that meme, but it already sounds retarded.
It's not, like, hitting it over and over. It's still one of those things where it's like, fuck, dude.
I've seen that meme.
Any meme with Twilight is already retarded. I'm sorry. Right.
You bring out Twilight and it's just retarded.
Yeah, I could just feel my...
Side
note. Not gonna say anything.
Not a big fan of Twilight.
Neither, same.
It's not horrible.
It's horrible.
It's not horrible, but it's not good for me.
It's good for females that just happen to like very cheesy love stories.
That explains why they like their Titanic.
Titanic was pretty good.
I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't like the way he died. I don't think anyone does.
My Heart Will Go On has become like one of my favorite songs.
This is Infinity War. Fuck Titanic.
Yeah. Okay.
There's so many good things about this movie.
There's too many good things. If you want to hear about a good thing, just go back to the Infinity War podcast, because I don't want
a little cheesy. Little cheese in there.
For Infinity War?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what you're gonna get in a Marvel movie.
I don't know. Thanos
is the best MCU villain.
I think best villain in general.
I still don't like the way
beating the Joker. He's not beating Heath's Joker. I'm sorry.
No, of course not. He's his own villain. I like Heath Ledger's Joker only because he had almost no resources. Yeah, like He was the underdog in this.
He physically went insane, though, because of that movie.
Yeah, he did, actually.
He drove himself to insanity.
That's sad. He's a really good actor.
Why they had,
the guy from The Shining went a little insane for a while, too.
That's why they had, like, therapists on set of Suicide Squad.
Did you know that guy gave presents to the other actors? Yes. Gave him rats or some shit?
He gave rats, and he gave him, like, so much stuff, which, for being in the movie for 15 seconds, that's ballsy.
Because he thought he was going to film so much more. It's a whole DC podcast we can get into.
I like that he tried.
Can we make that the next one?
Oh, what's wrong with DC?
DC, the DC problem.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Are you guys down for that?
I'm down for that.
What's wrong with DC?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit about what's right, because I feel like...
There's a lot more bad than there's
good. You heard it here. Next podcast is one action I've been wanting to do for a while.
Damn.
What's wrong with DC?
The goods and bads about DC.
Animated-wise, really good.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Infinity War, a lot of good.
A lot more goods than bad.
Yes, which is, without a doubt.
For a movie, it's good.
It's also raising its bar really, really high.
Yeah.
And I hope people do understand that it's one of those movies where it's just like, all right, it's not going to be every movie. It's a build-up to it. So they're also going to have to work for another build-up. Yeah.
But then, also, Yoshi Johnson brought this up when we were talking in our podcast. And the problem with Infinity War is it's incomplete.
It is incomplete.
It won't be complete until the second movie comes out.
Exactly. That's the big gripe that a lot of people have with it. And I mean, like, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's something I really want to say about Infinity War. The way they made Thanos is like, okay. Something directors do a lot is when they make villains, they overpower them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It makes them shit.
They direct them and wreck themselves into a wall, which they cannot fix.
Exactly.
That's actually also a problem I have with Infinity War.
So the way they did it... Okay, yeah, sorry. Hold on. The way they did it with Thanos was actually really good. You know what I mean?
There's a button there somewhere.
No, there's no but.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Because if I could really compare Heath Ledger and them... I'm not going to do that, but...
There's just no...
I can't compare them, like, you know, together. But, I mean, as equals, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Because Heath Ledger was his own kind of villain. Because he had no power. But he had power in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And Thanos had a lot of power. But he also had it, you know... It was different.
Yeah. Let's just get into the last movie.
Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Is this the last movie? So far for Phase 3?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That hasn't come out yet.
We still count it.
And Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Are we counting them?
Yeah, we kind of have that.
Are we counting them? I don't think we can really talk about it.
We can't really talk about it.
There's nothing. We can talk about the Ant-Man trailer. Sure. I'm willing.
Wait, would we also count Deadpool?
That's not MCU.
He's not an MCU.
Potentially MCU.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
But
supposedly that they're going to put him in.
Yeah, he's like, I
really hope they do like a cameo.
A rumor going on that he's going to be the post credits for Avengers 4.
That'd be really funny.
No,
I would really like
there's
that.
There's rumors going around that that's the. That's
and there's also there was also a supposed.
Did leak, I miss the fight?
A leaked photo of Captain America and Deadpool next to each other, but it looks photoshopped, so I'm not believing it.
That's probably Mutant 101. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's a guy on Instagram. He does really good Photoshop. You guys should check him out.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of that.
Free shadow. I'm sorry.
But. Back to my thing about Infinity War. It's incomplete problem and the power scaling problem for me. At times, it was like, oh yeah, this guy is like so overpowered, and all of a sudden someone else comes in and he's like a little piece of shit. And then it's the same vice versa.
What gets me so fucked up is that Mantis is able to control this guy.
Not really.
Yeah, no, he was still talking the entire time.
She was trying so hard to, but she had almost no control.
She had him asleep, but he could still talk.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's fighting with like all his fucking will.
Yeah, and at the point, like, they still had to hold him down. And they were like, they were still holding him up, like, down, and she was like, just, like, still trying to calm down.
Go for it. Just go through.
Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch was like overpowered, then underpowered, then overpowered, then underpowered.
Honestly, looking at it, I was like, she could have just taken him single-handedly.
Do you think Scarlet Witch can take that nursing hand?
Honestly, yeah.
She got backhand real fast. Did no one else see that?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
she was like, oh shit, no, back.
Her boyfriend just died.
Oh shit.
So.
Yeah. Her love did just die. Yeah. Keep that in mind. And then she disappears along with him, so I mean, fuck it.
I was just kind of hoping one of us was going to choose phase one or two, but we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
So.
And ran through phase three.
Yeah.
We can talk about that Man and Wasp trailer, but I don't think it's necessary. I think we wait till that comes out.
So there's a guy coming out, or it's a female actually. Huh.
The Wasp.
No, I'm talking about the villain.
The villain is a female.
Oh, yeah,
it's her name's Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm. Which,
I think originally it was a guy, right? I don't have a problem with.
Don't know. Let me see. But from the looks of it, it looks cool.
Yeah, she definitely looks really cool. I like her suit. All white, that thing, that looks really cool.
Must be really hard to keep clean.
I mean, since if you could fade through shit, you'd probably... yeah.
Stains would really not be a problem. Something's coming towards you, just face through it.
Yeah. Flip it off and face through it.
What else?
I think...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, well, we can talk about the upcoming ones, but not really talk about them. And there's Captain Marvel coming out. Which
there's only... There's a military group in this movie. It's the whole butt thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I think just... What? Like... I mean, the woman, don't get me wrong, but like, gosh, leave it be. She ain't got an ass, she ain't got an ass.
Bitty, bitty, booty, titty.
There's nothing to you just can't compare anyone to Tom Holland, because Tom Holland is
honestly, like, when it comes to acting, he's a genius. I'm surprised.
He also works out a lot. He puts himself
through. He's a freak when it comes to that.
I don't know if you guys seen him, but he's very talented. He dances, he plays golf, I don't know if that was just that one time. What else? Gymnastics?
Yeah he puts himself in box.
Yeah.
Hell. So.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's very. He has a long.
A very talented man.
Yeah. Honestly.
That's why me and Anna love him so much.
Bitch?
What?
We all fucking love him.
Yeah, but with me and Anna, it's.
I'm sorry, who?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that. Like, she flicks her flaps over him and you beat your meat. Like, we all fucking do it too, alright? Like, he comes across our minds where it's just like, alright, that's a little gay, but you know.
Flicks her flaps. Mad about it.
Yeah,
flicks her flaps.
Oh my god.
Are you not? Wait, hold on.
I
where the fuck did Tom Holland even come up? We're talking about Captain Marvel.
I know. Well, that's because they were comparing Captain Marvel and Tom Holland's butt. That's what it was.
Tom Holland's pretty sick too.
He's cut.
And the next one coming out is the Untitled Avengers 4.
Which has been speculated what the title is.
I really like Avengers 4 and Infinity Gauntlet.
I don't. It sounds too basic.
Alright, so you guys know how I am. I like to check out what's coming up, with the plot.
I thought you were going
to
say check out Tom Holland.
Yeah, that too, but...
I know Justin does it a lot.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this one.
What?
What supposedly is the plot that's coming up with this?
I think...
I don't know. Already, okay, if you guys let me, I'll say it. But if you guys say no, I'm cool with that.
Allegedly. I know what you're going to say, and I don't see it happening.
All right, not supposedly, it's allegedly. That's my only gripe. Continue. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I saw some images. Again, I'm getting allowed, right?
No one's stopping you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, if you don't want to hear anything about Avengers 4 yet, go ahead and click away now. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, because after this, we're probably done.
Give it 2 seconds.
All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Anyways, so I saw some photos of Captain America, Tony Stark, and they're all I'm assuming was New York, and Tony looks a lot older, and. Fuck, man. Captain America looks a little bit younger, like how he was in World War II. So, apparently, they're doing, a little, time-traveling thing in there.
I hope not.
Same.
This does not sound like a good idea.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
I'm hoping it's flashbacks.
That's what I've seen. That's it.
I'm really hoping it's flashbacks and not time traveling.
I thought you were talking about the
whole... No, it's older Tony Stark with... He had, Captain America... I'm just gonna say America. I'm just gonna stay with Steve. He had, the old uniform. You know, it was all clean and shit.
That honestly doesn't really make that much sense to me.
Let's see if I can find it.
With old Tony Stark and new, and like, younger, it doesn't make much sense.
Well, I mean, if they do the whole time traveling thing, then yeah, I guess it would, but if not, like, nah.
Well, we've probably pretty much hit the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we ran down phase 3, and next podcast we discovered the topic through ourselves, finally, for once.
Yeah.
Actually, in a podcast and not waiting 3 days later for like five people to not read, and then we have to catch up on the topic beforehand.
I'm surprised we even got one out. It's been such a hectic week.
I'm surprised too, but I'm glad we did.
Oscar and James are graduating tomorrow at the time of this recording.
Yes, we are.
Yup.
Yeah, I can't find it. I'm sorry, guys.
There you go.
Sorry, you're fine.
We want to thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
You don't have to give us topics this week. Congrats, guys.
Yeah, we know. We got it. Look forward to what the hell's wrong with DC? And
what's good about DC?
And I don't know. Mike, I fucking hate you. Everyone does.
Alright, signing off. I'm Justin.
I am Oscar Torres.
I'm Mike.
James.
We'll see you next week.
Love you.
Mwah!
Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.